Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads listening. This is a Saturday morning test drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, a dad himself, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard, who is not a dad.
Not a dad, but I have a dad.
And
good morning.
She has a dad. Larry, are you a dad?
I am.
You are? Happy Father's Day to
you,
man. And I'm Sybil. I am also not a dad. I mean, unless you count my two dogs, but that's not really.
Are you the mom and the dad of the dog family?
No. I'm the mom. So I guess that means that I'm not celebrating Father's Day for myself. But for my dad and for you guys, I will.
There you go.
So if you want to participate in the show, 877-881-1053 is the number. Or you can call AutoFlex at 10 o'clock. The numbers are
972 or 817 or 469 or whatever local area code you decide you want to dial. And then the easiest number in the book, 234-1234. It is a little different if you're outside the area. It's 888-234-1234. Not a lot different. Still an easy way to reach AutoFlex and an easy way to get your next car.
Yes, and AutoFlex.com is also where you can follow along with all the stories we talk about on this here radio show.
And more. I've got videos on there. Like I've got a drift video that is just amazing. If you've never seen drifting, it's got two videos, actually, one in regular time and one in slow motion, which is really cool.
Ooh,
and that's at the AutoFlex Facebook page. Also, there are some review videos on there where they go over the car and interior and exterior and talk about it and all that neat stuff. So all of that is at AutoFlex's Facebook page.
So there's always more.
There's always and more.
Plus all the stories we're doing on the air.
Exactly. So one of the things we talked about was what do people look for in cars when they're shopping, and safety was a major, major issue. So this story is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, the main motivator, I think, for people changing cars these days is that they are much safer than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're thinking about getting a new car, you have to sort of read statistics. But if you look at people that have gotten cars in the last 2 years, 49% of the owners said that a blind spot warning helped them avoid a crash.
Yeah.
42% said backup cameras and parking sensors did the same thing.
100%.
Helped them avoid it. Yeah. And then 35% credited forward collision alert or automatic braking with preventing a crash.
That's me also.
So, I haven't had any issues with the forward stuff. I think the blind spot's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, I'm always looking anyway.
Right.
And I definitely think the backup camera is great, but I watch where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, I think the rear collision warning when you're backing out of a parking place is absolutely gigantic.
Sure.
Because but it sees a car that you can't see.
Yes.
I back in pretty well everywhere because it gives me better vision coming out. A lot of people don't. And if you've got a big van parked beside you,
right,
you're screwed.
You can't see.
Yeah, you can't see. No.
No, the camera is the bomb. But the sensors to beep... that's nice too.
Yeah.
Because you have the backup camera, but the front, there's no camera.
No,
but you need the sensor in the front for me.
But it does, on my car anyway, from AutoFlex, it slams on the brakes for me and it cuts the music off and it turns red on the screen. So
when it brakes?
And it says, brake!
Yeah.
So, yeah. That way it stops for me. Yeah.
So
if I'm getting too close to a car.
You're quite familiar with how it works.
I'm explaining how the feature works, Tammy Pickard.
Not. This because you have any experience.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, good morning, Adam K. You're our favorite listener, too.
Aww.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Adam.
So all of these features go together in something called ADAS, and that stands for Advanced Driver Assistance Systems. But the issue is that all the manufacturers call features different things. So it's a little hard if you're out there comparison shopping, to figure out exactly what a car has and what it doesn't have. Now, Ford has a co-pilot program. Included in that program, standard automatic emergency braking, pedestrian detection, blind spot monitoring, lane keep system, rear backup camera, and auto high beam lighting. So that's what Ford does, and that's what they call it. But if you look at other manufacturers, they call them different stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, my partner calls it the co-pilot the nag.
Instead of the nav.
I want to know, see, you were talking about the bright light and the radio goes off, but is there a gasp? Like a...
No, unless my mom's in the car, no. That's the worst, too, because it freaks me out.
Well, and exactly.
Her trigger's thinking, way more sensitive than mine is.
Right. If you're not driving, your trigger is like a hair trigger.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so here's a quick...
Who all has a gasper in their passenger pool?
Here's a quick rundown of exactly what features do what.
Okay.
Blind spot and cross-traffic alerts. Those are sensors that let you know when a car is approaching from behind you to your right or left when you're backing out. Also, auto alerts to oncoming traffic when you are backing out of a parking spot. Forward collision warning. Lights and sound, just like Sybil said, that go off when you're approaching a vehicle ahead of you at a speed that suggests an accident could happen.
Lights,
by the way,
and sound go off?
Yeah, no, like they make you? Noise.
So
yeah.
It does gasp.
Yep. No, it doesn't
the
gasp.
The sound cuts out completely. Like
the radio
yes,
does.
So
yeah.
That you get your attention.
By the way, on the forward collision warning, there are systems that you can actually adjust for sensitivity according to your own driving habits. Okay, automatic braking. That's the one where it locks up your brakes if you're going to hit something. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. Sometimes it doesn't prevent an accident, but what it does is it lowers the amount of damage.
Mitigates the damage
exactly.
Because you weren't going 80 anymore.
Pedestrian detection and braking. That is a system that recognizes pedestrians, bicycles, that kind of thing, that are in front of your car that would cause you to brake rather than hit them. By the way, there's no dog or cat detection as of right now. Mm. Just big animals. Lane departure alert and assistance. That lets you know that if you're weaving out of your lane, sometimes it'll actually drive your car back into the lane. Sometimes it'll just give you a warning that you're weaving out of your lane. Lane centering, similar to the lane departure, but basically it just keeps you right between the white lines all
right.
The time. Adaptive cruise control. On many cars now, that means that if you're on the highway, you can set your cruise control, and it will keep you a safe distance from the car in front of you. By the way, I've driven a lot of these cars over the time that they've been developed. That's a lot better than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the adaptive cruise control is a really, if you're driving to Houston or Oklahoma City, it's invaluable. And finally, a backup camera. And of course, that's standard on all vehicles now. And I don't know how we lived without them.
Agreed.
I have an idea. So this is on all these newer cars, right?
Yeah, most of it, yeah.
So I see a lot of older model cars out there. Not as many this morning. Where is everybody? Wake up, Dallas. 75 isn't very busy. Mm-hmm. But I see plenty of older model cars. So they are not going to have any of these things on them. I guess the cheapest thing for these people to do is make sure they have a mother or mother-in-law in the car with them, because they also... will alert you to a blind spot, or you're about to hit that car, or look out. Or you know, all that.
Very true.
So if you can't afford a new car, make sure you bring your mom.
There
and
you
she'll
go.
Do all this for you with gasps.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, are we talking about the huge suspension and transmission recall from Ford? I'm a service writer, and it is a nightmare. Yes.
Why
we're
going to
have
nightmare?
The information. Because
no
it involves
parts?
So many cars.
I know, but no parts or
oh,
what?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I know it involves a ton of cars.
Well, tell us, 469.
By the way, we're going to do a story later in the show. The average American spends 18 days in their car per year and forges a close relationship with their vehicle. Now, if you're an average American and you're spending 18 days a year in your car, an average of 8 hours and 22 minutes a week, that's a long time. Tell us about your relationship with your car. That's interesting.
940. One of our listeners, Josh, who works for an insurance company, said that a lot of the safety features we just mentioned, David, decrease your insurance premium. So it's good to have them.
Yes. Well, unless you ignore them and then have the accident anyway.
They do, in fact. But here's the other thing. And here's the side of the story that no one thinks about. You can have a minor accident and do a tremendous amount of dollar value damage to a car because now vehicles have sensors, radar, LIDAR, all in the front bumper, all in the back bumper, all in the grill. Where does a car normally get hit?
On the outside.
Bumper and the grill.
Bumper and the grill.
On the outside edge.
So it's going to run up the cost of repair, which is going to, you know, our listener's right. Some insurance companies are going to give you discounts because you've got those things, but some insurance companies are going to charge you more because your car has all that equipment on it that could be damaged if there's an accident.
And it costs more to repair. Yeah, yep. I experienced that. The windshield was more to repair because of all the radars and lights and everything else.
The rain sensing windshield wipers, while that's so groovy and everything, like you can't move your hand 2 inches to turn that on and off.
The struggle's real.
But then one rock chip.
Yeah.
You better make sure you have a low deductible on your windshield because those things can be $1,000.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I thought I was your favorite listener, Samuel in Arlington. You are, Samuel. You are. Okay.
Now you are. Here's another Autoflex. I'm a Honda recall specialist. I go out to customers' houses to replace their Takata airbags. Talk about a headache. That's a lot of cars. That's true. I had my Acura done right off the bat, and I had to drive a rent car for a while because I didn't want to be on the news.
Well, and the point story is, what did that cost them? Because they put you in a rent car for a while.
Right.
And they didn't have an airbag to begin with. It cost them a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of safety features, Toyota is adding 2 safety features to its 2020 lineup. And there's a reason for it. There was a Pennsylvania man named Russell Fish, 68 years old. His wife was not at home. She was away. He comes home. He parks his car in his garage. He's got a keyless car. Mm-hmm. So you push the button to open the door. You push the button to start the car. He gets out of his car. He goes inside. He goes to bed. He takes his dog with him. He forgets to turn his car off.
Oh, no.
They found his body and the dog's body in the bedroom. They were both deceased. Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Ugh.
Because it's so easy with
the
keyless.
Into the car.
Sure, yeah, it filled up the house. Mm. It's so easy with a keyless ignition to forget you got to push the button to turn it off, push it to turn it on.
He just forgot
to turn his car off.
I've done that before.
I had a customer that did it. They went to the Arboretum for a concert, you know, those summer concerts. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of the car, left the car running.
Yeah.
They did the concert. They got back, still running.
Yeah, I've done it before.
I mean, it was nice and cool in the car.
Usually it'll beep at you like because it senses that the keys are not in the car
longer. But if you've gotten too far away, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the key should
beep you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, manufacturers.
Okay, so here's the deal. Toyota's adding two safety features to their 2020 lineup, and they're going to be phasing them in to the 2020 lineup. The first feature is a 2-step alert request for the driver to turn off a long idling engine.
Well,
so it provides the engine shut off automatically after a certain period of time.
That's a great idea.
It shuts it down.
I don't know, though, because what if you, a lot of people, and this is a horrible thing to do, I don't recommend it, but a lot of people, you know, you shouldn't leave your dogs or your kids in the car. They will leave their dogs in the car and just leave their car running.
I think it'll prevent that.
They better not do it in a Toyota.
Well,
hopefully.
Beside that,
well, you know what?
Somebody will come up and break your window and then call the police, and then you go to jail. Was it really worth it?
But if they can sense that there's a certain amount of weight in the seat, like for those airbags, couldn't they maybe put sensors and everything?
No, it's set up on the keys, and when the keys leave the car, it'll kill the car after a certain period of time.
Well, then the key needs to
keep people from Russell Fish from dying. Second is automatic park. If you stop your car and you get out and you forget to put your car in park, it will automatically put your car in park to keep it from rolling away. And that's, several people have died. One big movie star
Anton Yelkin.
Yeah, because his car rolled away. He forgot to put his car in park. So those are 2 features that Toyota is adding to their 2020 lineup. It is a provision that kills the engine after a certain period of time, and a provision that puts your car in park if you forget to.
That's great. Is it going to be a standard feature, or do you have to add it?
It will be standard on their vehicles after a certain period of time, but again, they're phasing it in.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Good for Toyota. Hopefully,
Really quickly, if you've got a kid, and a lot of people do, you know the difficulty of putting a car seat into a car for a child. It is amazing.
I heard there's a service you can call somebody. It's called carseatinstall.com. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so here's the deal. When my daughter brings my grandchildren over, mm-hmm. I said, just leave me your car. I don't want to have to take those seats out of your car and try to get them into my car. I'll just trade cars with you.
Plus, right. With all those right. kids, it's yeah, a lot of car true. Seats to be jacking with.
So there's cars that are better and cars that are worse. The best cars on the market for putting a car seat in, which means the easiest to figure out, by the way, Toyota and Lexus, the luxury brand, have 7 vehicles with a good plus rating. A Lexus RX, a Lexus UX, a Toyota Avalon, a Toyota Camry, a Toyota Corolla hatchback, a Toyota Prius, and a Toyota RAV4. Also, Subaru has good plus ratings on their Ascent, their Crosstrek, their Forester, their Impreza sedan, their Impreza hatchback, their Legacy, and their Outback. One of the biggest things in putting a car seat in is just getting the latch latched. And some
mushed way down.
Exactly. And so these cars have an easily accessible latch so that you can actually belt the car seat in. That's the biggie.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they do recall car seats.
Yes.
So if you've got a car seat, guess what? It's got a serial number. It's got a good through date, which was a little surprising to me, but car seats aren't guaranteed forever.
They expire.
They expire. Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of plastic, and I think that stuff breaks down over time.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out if your car seat has been recalled, you can do the same thing you can do for your car. You can go to safercar.gov and input the serial number off your car seat, and it will tell you whether it's a subject of a recall or
That's
not.
That's awesome.
And I'll bet the other thing is they're always improving. Mm-hmm. So once it gets to a certain age, they know that X number of improvements have been made, but I don't know how they can get better and better and better.
Yeah. It also suggests registering your car with their manufacturer.
Exactly. Registering your car seat. So when you get a car seat, it's just like when you get your lawnmower or your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. It's got a deal. You go online, you fill in the serial number, and you say, hey, this is mine, and then they keep that.
Yep.
And that can protect you later.
Yes. For those recalls, they can mail it to you or whatever, and then they can also mark it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So go check that out during the break, safercar.gov. We'll be right back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. We are back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, who just got busted dancing by Jesse Hawley as he walked by. We've also got Tammy Pickard, we've got Larry, we've got me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, the most important part of the show. 877-881-1053 is the number, or if you want to call AutoFlex, they open at 10 o'clock, and the number is
972-817, or any local area code. Any local area code, and then 234-1234. 888-234-1234. If you're listening on radio.com to the podcast or to the show. And autoflex.com, where you can see all of the great Save Money Monday cars. They're listed under manager specials. And I was sort of amazed at how many pickup trucks there are that you can get for like no money. How about a 2018 Ram 1500 SLT for only $329 a month? That's no money down and no payment due for 45 days.
That's less than my car payment, and my car's so much smaller.
I shouldn't have said that, should I?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
yours is so fancy, it keeps you out of accidents.
How about now, this is an awesome car. How about a 2019 Tacoma SR? $289 a month. Again, FlexBuy. If you want to find out everything about the FlexBuy, you can give us a call at 888-234-1234, or you can go to autoflex.com, click on the FlexBuy, and it'll explain exactly how everything works. Absolutely no money out of pocket. 45 days to first payment. It's crazy.
Now that Tacoma, could that be turned into one of those off-roading Tacomas like was on the road the other day that had there was no bed on it? They had added these big fender flares to it. You could tell it was a serious four-wheeler.
Uh-huh.
And that they probably crawled straight up the sides of mountains and stuff. I was like, that's a Tacoma. Because from the back, you couldn't really tell.
Right.
Until you drove up.
Oh, there was. It had custom fenders, custom quarter panels, no bed, yeah. a steel frame, and two spare tires in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two spare wheels and tires.
Wow.
It was an off-roader.
Huh. Okay, we saw you. We don't know where you were going or where you've been, but we saw you.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to some Tolos that got cars from us this last week. Patricia Johnson, she got a Ford Fusion from Daniel Roark Patricia, thank you so much for choosing Autoflex. We appreciate it. Gordon Edwards got a Nissan Rogue from Jack Johnson. Great guy. And the Nissan Rogue is a great vehicle. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a Tolo.
David, we have an exceptionally good Autoflex Leasing fan text. Do you want to get to it now? Can you please tell me what makes leasing a vehicle a good buy, a good deal? Because I've heard so many different things about leasing a vehicle, and what are the benefits of leasing a car or truck?
Okay, so
that's a great question.
It is a great question.
It's kind of what we do. We could tell you, but we're not.
No. Here's the deal. A lease allows you to pay for only the part of the car you're going to use, and it keeps you from being subject to market conditions when you are ready to get rid of your car. Mm-hmm. Because a lease gives you a guaranteed resale value on your car the day you get it.
Even barring an accident.
Right. Oh, and
say,
we're going to talk
hail damage.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, we are?
So, yes. Tracy Morgan wrecking that Lamborghini.
Oh, sure. See, yeah. Or Bugatti.
He did a little bit of Bugatti. He did a little bit of damage to his car, but it's going to be very expensive before it's all over with.
But you know what? It's the same thing. It's expensive to have a wreck in a Toyota, especially if it has like a backup camera and somebody rear-ends you.
Yeah.
It's not just the bumper anymore. You got that. So on top of that, you've got diminished value on the car. And if you've ever had an accident and then fixed it and then gone to sell it, you still lost value. Even though the car has been repaired, you still lost value. It's called diminished value.
Right.
And that's why people get so aggravated. It's going to cost him huge money.
Squirrel.
You have a squirrel?
I don't know. He thinks I'm off topic, but
we were talking about leasing and the advantage of a lease. So here's the deal. You only pay for the part of the car you're going to use. We guarantee the resale value, which means you're not subject to the market when you get ready to get rid of your car. When was that important? 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. If you had a pickup truck and you needed to trade it because your new job was too far away and gasoline at $4.50 a gallon was killing you, you could trade it, but you would lose $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, or even $10,000 because the value of those vehicles dropped radically when gasoline went up radically. If you had leased that car, you could simply turn it in and walk away, mm-hmm. and you would not lose that money. If you had bought that car, you would lose a ton of money because the value of the vehicle at the time was extremely low. And as then Tammy said, diminished value. If you have an accident, say somebody runs into your car in a parking lot, but it shows up on the Carfax report, you have diminished value on your vehicle then. When you go to trade it in, the first thing the used car manager is going to say is, it's got a dirty Carfax, it's worth $1,000 less. Mm-hmm. And doesn't really matter. I mean, it doesn't matter how minor it was or how big it was. To resell that car with a dirty Carfax, you can't resell it as well. So from a long-term standpoint of the value of the car, the lease protects you. Now, here's when you shouldn't lease. You drive 40,000 miles a year and you have no business use, buy a used car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can't, you know, write off the use of the vehicle.
Right. Everyone shouldn't lease. I mean,
then drive the wheels off of it. Well, don't be trying to trade every 15 minutes.
Here's the other thing. You drive 5,000 miles a year. Buy a used car, a good one, mm-hmm. and then keep it forever because it'll last forever. But we're going to talk about 300,000-mile cars a little later in the show.
But if you like a newer car like these millennials like a new phone, a lease is the only way to go. And I have met tons of people, I like to have the newest and the latest. I'm like, then you shouldn't be buying at all. You should be leasing.
Right.
Well, I want to do it every 2 years. Well, then do a lease payment there, and your payment is a lot higher, but you're never upside down.
Mm-hmm. The big motivator right now, I think, is the safety equipment, because mm-hmm. newer vehicles have a lot of safety equipment that wasn't even available 5 years ago.
And we all see all these people driving down the road not even paying attention. There was a lady on 75 that she was on that really wide area where you're going into the flyover for 70. It's really wide lanes. She was using every...
every one of them?
Every single bit of her lane from stripe to stripe and going slower than everybody else. And, of course, I looked over when we passed her, and she was on the phone.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. The automatic shutoff at a stoplight is the worst thing in the world for a turbocharged car.
Why would they combine those
two? You should always run your car for an extra 30 seconds or so before you shut off the car so the turbocharger can cool down properly. Mm-hmm. Shout out to turbo people. I didn't even think about that.
Well, why didn't
that makes
the
perfect sense.
People that does the engineer?
Well, because all of those cars have automatic shutoffs at the red lights because it gets them better gas mileage.
Except if it's bad on your turbo.
Okay. A couple of things. We did a survey, or we read a survey, and there are people that have, like, special memories of their old cars.
I had people cry in the finance. I'm like, well, why are you here then? Mm-hmm. You know, but it was just getting so old, it was time to, but they would cry.
Oh, because they were breaking up with their car?
Yes.
Oh.
Cry.
So you could text in if you've got a car that you've got special memories for that you were sad when you broke up with them.
Okay.
Or maybe
but if
car
you were
that
happy,
you,
maybe you're full of glee.
Yeah. Okay, speaking
I
of buying
a few of those too.
Speaking of buying cars, if you want a car that'll run 300,000 miles, get yourself a big SUV. The majority of cars that run 300,000 miles or more are large SUVs, not counting Super Duty trucks because diesel trucks run forever.
Sure.
But here's a quick list of the cars historically that have run 300,000 miles. So if you're the kind of car that keeps, if you're the kind of customer that keeps a car forever, look at a Toyota 4Runner, a Ford Expedition, a Toyota Sequoia, a Chevrolet Suburban, a Toyota Tacoma, and a Toyota Tundra. That's the top five right there. By the way, did you notice how many times Toyota was in there?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
They don't break. They just run.
And they have a darn good resale value.
Right.
Yes, they do.
So, yes,
well, part of the reason the resale is good is because they don't break.
So back to the texter wanting to know if the Corolla was a yes for a sedan. People don't want sedans like they want the SUVs right now. So those are the deals for sure. And a Corolla will go and go. Just maintain them. That's the other part. Just do your
you got to do your half.
And there's a couple of other things. If you really, really maintain a car well and treat it well, it'll run a long time. And that's part of the problem with the car business right now. In the last 5 years, cars have gotten a whole lot better than they used to be. And people are keeping cars longer just because they can.
Well, back to these relationships that people forge with their cars. Like, people are willing to break their arm before they lose their car.
I don't think so. Anyway, that's car relationships.
Yeah, that's crazy. My car memory is probably I've told this on the show before, but my very first car was a Maxima. Wait, was it? No, an Altima, a Nissan Altima, and I had to. It was a standard, and the front seat wasn't bolted down. So every time somebody rode in the passenger side, and I would take off, you know, it was a clutch, and I was just getting used to it. It was a rocking chair. So that's my car memory. It's not a bad one. It's
I'm
a
glad
funny
you
one.
Never got T-boned in that thing, because who knows if you might have flown out of that car.
Well, it would be the passenger,
seat,
not me.
Oh, you didn't get to rock with it?
Not until I taught my friend Jamie how to drive a standard.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I work in construction with my father. His truck just broke 401,000 miles. He bought it used with 95,000 miles. The breakup is long and drawn out. His last truck got 475,000 miles before he had 475,000 miles before he sold it. By the way, it's still on the road.
Wow.
Yeah.
Half a million miles almost. That is insane.
Oh, here's an Autoflex texter. Tammy, how can I bring it on down to Autoflex?
Stop it.
I know that's what you wanted. David hates that.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what about the Toyota Prius? Okay, it's one of the least expensive cars to drive.
Mm-hmm.
They don't break. They use less gas if they're a hybrid, or if they're a plug-in hybrid especially. It's a good car.
I have to say, though, it's been 10, 15 years, and we've turned around on the Toyota Prius. We used to say, because you had to pay so much more for it compared to these other cars. It was like it was going to take a long time for the fuel cost. If you buy one used, yes. Brand new, I don't think your overall savings, I don't think it's strong enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? On the gas versus the,
electricity.
Are you Autoflex Leasing Fan Texters and listeners getting it too? I explained that very well. But those used to be extremely expensive because you had to pay so much more for the hybrid.
Right.
Auto Flex Leasing Fan Text. What do y'all think about the Blues winning the cup? I'm going to leave that up to Jesse Holly and his group following us into the studio because they will have thoughts on that.
That's right.
I've already been told to shut up about sports, so. And other things, too, but okay. Whatever.
All right. This last week, Consumer Reports published a report on the autopilot lane changeability in the new Tesla 3, and they were not happy with it.
Duh.
They said it cut off people, and basically they said it does not react as quickly to as many varied situations as a human does. Well, guess what? It's not a human. Yeah. And we've had years and years of experience, and they are trying to figure out how to make it do the same thing with the camera.
Let me tell you what the problem is going to be here. A computer or a machine has no fear. Okay?
Right.
Me driving the car, clearly I've got fear. Mm-hmm. Like, I live a fear base.
You're a gasper. You know, you already said.
I'm a bit of a gasper. Yes, yes. And the fear of pain or being inconvenienced mm-hmm. is great. Therefore, you pay attention in a totally different way. You know?
Right.
These computers, these machines, they don't have fear. They don't have real feelings. They don't have a fear of loss of money, loss of life.
Loss of time.
Incurring pain or any of that. So I don't think it'll ever be like us.
Unless they put AI on it.
Still not okay, the so, same. So it doesn't here's the have thing. Feelings. You can't, like, it doesn't have a nerve.
So here is the latest on AI. There was consumer electronics show in Shanghai this last week. And the big thing there was virtual reality for people riding in autonomous cars. Now, nobody's riding in an autonomous car right now. Mm-hmm. Well, with very few exceptions. But there is a big push to make everyone's car autonomous because that way you could have singular ownership and those cars could become like an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, and they would show up and take you where you wanted to go. So what do you do to keep people busy while they're in the autonomous car? Well, for one thing, if they don't look out, then they get motion sickness.
Mm.
So now they are coming up with VR headsets, virtual reality headsets, that will measure the movement of the car and blow air in your face and shift you side to side so that you move where the car moves. It measures the car movements, and then it transfers them to you so you don't get car sick.
That is so extra. I would never need that.
I wouldn't either.
I've already got my phone.
Yeah, the whole point of like not having to drive is that you get to check in on Twitter and do the rest of the things that you didn't have a chance to do.
Well,
earlier.
Companies like Alphabet, Tesla, Waymo, Uber, all those guys are trying to figure out ways to get you into an autonomous vehicle.
Watching movies.
Yeah.
Let the normal driver watch a movie too. But again, there's no way I'm going to get in one.
By the way, if you want to take an Uber Air, Dallas will be one of the first cities to have the Uber Air flying taxis. Along with Los Angeles in the United States, and they announced this last week, Melbourne, Australia will also be a test city for Uber Air. I'm going to let y'all start that and see how that works before I get in one. I'm just saying.
I'll watch the first person take off and land. I hope I can see that part. But
yeah, they're expected in, what, 2020?
Yes.
Look, who's going to fly
and be
them?
Active by 2023,
wow.
Like everywhere.
And they're also saying that it's going to be about the same cost as taking the Uber Black.
No way.
Right?
Right.
No way.
No way.
You're going to fly don't even
get
over
me
traffic.
On, don't even get me on Uber. Okay, so... In regard to our service writer that listens to the show, this last week, Ford announced that they were recalling 1.2 million Ford Explorers to address a suspension component. And basically, there's a rear link on the suspension of this car that can break. And if it does, you lose the ability to control the car. Is that bad?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
No. 1.2 million of them. 2010 through 2017, Ford Explorer specifically. So if you have one of those vehicles, I would contact a dealer and get it in. And obviously, they'll take care of the suspension. They'll realign your suspension after they've done it, and they'll send you down the road much, much safer than you are now. But 1.2 million Ford Explorers. That's a lot.
Yeah. So if you're driving one, go to safercar.gov, enter your VIN number, which you can get off your insurance card, and you can see if you are one of the recalled Fords. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We both did that. With more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
God help us.
I would like to second what Sean just said, and we would like to thank the Tolos for listening to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, and like I said, you, the Tolos, the most important part of the show. If you want to call AutoFlex, they're going to be open in 16 minutes, and the number is...
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're listening on radio.com. And we did a shout-out last week to everyone that listens from all over, and we had lots of people that listened from way off.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I want to give a shout-out to somebody this morning. I promised I would. Manny Erebor. He's a great, great guy, works at AutoFlex Leasing. Manny has been with us. He works mainly by referral, so most people don't ever really meet Manny unless they're sent to him. But he's a great guy and a great lease guy and sales guy. He knows everything there is about the business. Also, Manuel Morero got a GMC pickup this last week. Manuel is he's a Tolo, and he got a GMC pickup from Steve Mitchell last week at AutoFlex Leasing, by golly.
Thank you, Manny and Manny.
Also, if you're in the market for a car, truck, van, SUV, whatever, go to AutoFlex.com and look at their specials because they've got really, really, really cool cars that you can get for nothing almost. I mean, it's very inexpensive. How about a 2019 Chevrolet Equinox LS? $339 a month.
Deal.
On a flex bike. Yeah, that is a deal. By the way, I saw an ad last night for a particular model car. I won't mention Audi the name. And this was, it was a $339 payment on a $60,000 car.
How is that possible?
And that's what I said. So then I noticed that there was $4,295 required up front as a down payment, and it did not include tax, title, license, and dealer fees. So basically you're $8,000 out of pocket, maybe $9,000 out of pocket. The idea when you lease a car is to get as much car as you can for as little of your money as you can spend. That's always been the case.
Right.
That's why businesses started off leasing, because businesses wanted to find an inexpensive way to get a car and keep it on the street, and they didn't really want to own it because they understand cars depreciate faster than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the old commercial says, would you buy a house guaranteed to be worth half in 4 years?
Nope.
Nobody would do that. Well, that's what you do every time you buy a car.
That's so true.
So,
and then the hassle to sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I mean, you do eliminate one hassle. And trust me, being in the car business my whole entire life, if you're an individual, it can be a hassle. If you're not a professional, first of all, you get to deal with the public. I love the public, but not everybody does. Then you get to deal with them negotiating with you. And so on and so on. I had people, whenever I sold my own car on my own, I didn't use it as a trade-in because, you know, I'm a professional. I'm going to sell it myself.
You know what you're doing.
But they would call on the phone offering me, you know, $2,500 less than I'm asking. They haven't even seen it.
Right.
Let that be a lesson to even all of these listeners. When you're going to buy a car, lease a car, whether it's from a dealership, an individual, you need to go see the car.
Yeah.
It's almost offensive.
Well, it's
to
like,
me, for somebody to knock the price so much, you haven't even seen it. This is a no-pick car.
Okay, so here's
you
the other thing.
You can't find anything wrong with
it. I'm sure it was perfect.
It was mine.
Here's the other thing. No one can give you what your car's worth, its value, online or over the phone. No one.
They can give you a range.
Right. And trust me, it's going to be safe.
Yeah.
Ballpark estimate.
If you want more money, take it in.
Mm-hmm. Let somebody look at it.
And clean it up first. Clean it up.
I leased my Charger through AutoFlex. Lease is coming up. Who did I discuss that with? I would talk to Jerry Osteen at AutoFlex. Again, any local area code, and then 234-1234. Jerry Osteen. Jerry's been with us for a million years and will be able to help you get out of that car and into the car that you want to get into.
A million years is a long time, David.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The other nice thing is we'll guide you because sometimes the bank wants the car back.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a good deal for you to trade it in, right?
Right.
sometimes they don't want it back. So they're trying to make it really great and easy for you to keep it. But maybe you shouldn't be keeping it. You know, maybe we can get you a better deal for that kind of money. So we've got your interest in mind as well as our own. Okay. But the bank has only one interest in mind. Them.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. How many places can you find a VIN on a vehicle? You know, it's all over the place, but the simplest place is in front of the driver under the windshield. There's a VIN number right there under the windshield in front of the driver, and that's the easiest place to find a VIN number.
Like where you put your inspection sticker.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just a little lower. It's actually, the VIN sticker is attached to the dashboard under the windshield in front of the driver on the left.
There's a metal plate under there.
Yep.
That's where you can see it on the outside of the car. If you can't get inside the car, you can open the driver's door, and it's going to be posted there as well. But if you don't want to open the door, that's where it is.
Okay, so we talked about this earlier. The average American spends 8 hours and 22 minutes a week in their car.
I believe that.
How many?
Eight hours and 22 minutes.
Like, that's a full day's work in your car.
So, as a result, of the 2,200 people that were surveyed on this poll, 15% said they would rather break a bone in their body than have their car break down.
No, thank you.
These people have not broken a bone.
Another 21%
you break your leg.
Said they would spend one night in jail rather than see their car totaled.
No.
Well, you can drink and drive and get both. Further, 13% said that they would break up with their partner before they broke up with their car.
Well, they shouldn't be with that partner if that's the...
Yeah.
Well, maybe that is a comment on the quality of the choice there. Of the participants, almost half said they had cried when trading in their car.
True story. They do it. They do it.
Why? I'm excited to get out of my car and get a new one.
Maybe they brought their first or all their children home from the hospital in that car.
Or gave birth in the car.
Maybe it was their graduation. Well,
maybe they made some of those children in that car.
You know, I don't know. I guess maybe my dad broke me of getting any kind of attached to a car because they were showing up with another car for me. He was in the car business, right? So every time another used car came, this is a better value than that one. It was kind of like having a demo back then. I couldn't put much personal stuff in there because I never knew when the car was going to disappear.
Right.
So
didn't get to pick them.
7 out of 10 people surveyed out of the 2,000 said that they have at least one fond memory associated with their time with a car.
What are your fond memories, you Tolos? I want to hear about your car memories. Keep it PG.
Okay, so if you looked at the news last week, you probably found out that Tracy Morgan had an accident in his brand new used Bugatti Veyron 1.6 Grand Sport.
Too long to say the name of the car.
Yeah.
He paid $2 million for this car.
Oh my gosh.
And right after getting it, a woman tried to make a right-hand turn from the left-hand lane and got
his
fender.
While on the phone.
She was on the phone. Got his fender, which is not that big a deal until you start thinking about, number one, what's it cost to fix a Bugatti Veyron, because you got to have a Bugatti dealer fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how high are the limits of her insurance?
They won't cover it.
Oh.
So he's got to come out of pocket with maybe $50,000 of his own to get his car fixed, but that's not the bad part.
No, I don't. Shouldn't he be carrying insurance that takes care of whatever anybody else is?
He should, but the bad part is, we talked about it earlier. When he goes to trade it in, he called an ambulance. There's going to be a dirty Carfax on that car.
Dirty.
What does a dirty Carfax cost you on a Bugatti Veyron? Somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000.
Yikes.
That's what it'll cost him when he sells the car because of the Carfax. Now, another good argument for leasing, because if he leased the car, he could have turned it in and walked away as long as it was repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 200 grand.
Another thing, people, get gap coverage on your car loans. If you don't, you know, if you're financing 100%, you get gap on a lease. So many people don't put gap on their car. A lot of insurance companies don't even offer it anymore.
Right.
Because of what it costs to take care of these total losses. They'd rather it come out of the customer's pocket than the insurance company's pocket.
Of course.
Stick with Autoflex. We'll help you.
Okay, so if you'll go to Autoflex's Facebook page, there is a video of an officer pulling over a judge. and the judge jumps out of the car and basically reprimands the officer for stopping him. I'm not going to go any further than that. You can look at the video at the Autoflex Facebook page. We have a ton of police officers that listen to the show every Saturday morning. What happens when you pull a judge over?
Or any kind of, well, you know, if official.
If they're breaking the law, I mean, in Texas, you would have exempt on your license plate, so you would know beforehand.
What Maybe. About a celebrity? Have you ever heard the, do you know who I am?
Yes.
Oh, this is the
equivalent?
Oh, this is the, do you know who I am?
Well, like that one lady up in the Northeast where they pulled over her kid or something, and she came out being all rude. I'm just amazed. Do you know who I am?
Right.
I've never pulled that, not at the grocery store. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I could really throw it around.
Totally. I am Tammy Pickard from the Saturday Morning Test Drive on 105.3 The Fan.
She snorted on the radio.
Yeah. Every Saturday.
Great. All right. So one last thing, and this is only for gearheads, but if you're a gearhead, the very first automobile patented in the United States was not a Mercedes-Benz. It was a Duryea. Charles Duryea and his brother Frank patented the first automobile June the 11th, 1895. Hmm. And if you wanted to see that vehicle, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page, and there is a blow-up of the actual patent application, which is a schematic of the car. Shows the car, the engine. It was a gasoline-driven car. They went on to create the Duryea Motor Wagon Company in 1896, and they started building cars. They were building cars before Ford was building cars. They won the Chicago Times Herald race on November the 28th, 1895, and they beat Mercedes-Benz in that race. They won it in 10 hours and 23 minutes. That was a 54-mile round trip. It took them 10 hours and 23 minutes to do, but it was really, really an amazing car for the time. The Duryea brothers had the first automotive company in the United States that built cars.
Interesting.
By the way, Ford finally got them. Ford and his assembly line put them out of business before it was all said and done. But if you want to see the first car that was built in America, the original patent for the gasoline vehicle in America, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page and see that under the Duryea.
Let's
Never
just stop
mind.
Saying
did
that
well
Never
in mind. The beginning, but apparently you can't say it three times. So.
And you can reach that Autoflex Facebook page at autoflex.com, or you can give them a call, any local area code, 234-1234. They will open in less than 5 minutes. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 5 a.m. At 9 a.m. Thank you for, thank you to Larry for being
wee
you.
Wee business.
For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Thanks to you guys for listening. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.